Let us at least start with the prayer, and then once everybody joins, then they all join. ॐ सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्मा तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. We'll also chant समस्त जनकल्याणे. समस्त जनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्. So the topic thus far has been, Bhagwan Adi Shankaracharya ji has taken us from the womb of the mother till old age, and showing that in each stages of life we didn't have devotion to Bhagwan. And for different reason in each stages, we didn't have that devotion. In mother's womb, because we were just way we were. There is nothing that can be done. It was programmed that way that I had to stay and suffer. So there was no remembering of Bhagwan at that stage. Then in childhood also, I didn't have the understanding to remember Bhagwan. But when the youth came, then I had the understanding, but I got distracted. I went into other things that I shouldn't have. And then when old age came, I had the wisdom, but then I didn't have the capabilities, I didn't have the capacity to worship the Lord. Because my mind still didn't stay rooted to Bhagwan and to the devotion of Bhagwan. So in this way, the stages of life and our devotion to Bhagwan was shown. And in each stage, by remembering that I didn't do this, I'm asking for forgiveness, but then at the same time, I'm remembering that if I'm in that stage, if I'm in the stage of youth, then I can divert my direction to a different place. Instead of just being engrossed in worldly things, I can now change my track, go into the path of devotion. So it also shows that path. Now, the shloka number 5 goes into a very different thought itself. So we did this little bit, but we should go from it from the beginning because it's been 2 weeks. So let us chant shloka number 5, and then we'll see the meaning. No shakyam smarta karma. Pratipada gahana pratyavaya kulakhyam. Shraute varta katham me. Dvijakula vihite. Brahma marge susare. Nastha dharme vicharaha. Shravana manana yoho. Kim nidhityasitavyam. Kshantavyo me aparadha. Shiva 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 bho. Shri Mahadeva Shambho. Let's chant one more time so that we have the flow. Now this time we'll chant together. No shakyam smarta karma pratipada gahana pratyavaya kulakhyam. Shraute varta katham me dvijakula vihite brahma marge susare. Nastha dharme vichara shravana manana yoh kim nididhyasitavyam. Shantavyo me aparadha shiva 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 bho shri mahadeva shambho. No shakyam smarta karma. No, na u. Shakyam. Possible. Smarta karma. Smarta, action which relates to smriti. Karma, action. So, smarta means that which relates to shruti, or not shruti, smriti. So, those actions which are mentioned in the smriti, I am not able to perform. So, I cannot even perform the actions prescribed in the smriti. So, what are some smritis? Is if you know something like Manusmriti or Yajnavalkya Smriti or even Bhagavad Gita. So, these are all the smritis. And this person is saying that I am not able to do the actions that are prescribed in this smriti. Now, in our Hindu philosophy, the highest authority that is given to the scriptures is Shruti. Shruti means Veda, Upanishad, all of these things. So they are considered the highest form of authority. And then Smritis are considered an interpretation by the great rishis, and then they give this interpretation in a form of actions that we can perform. So then when we perform those actions, it allows us to purify our mind and make it directional towards the scriptures. So smriti is meant in that way, that once a person who follows the actions prescribed in the smriti, then they will be able to come to shruti. So even Bhagavad Gita, as we were saying, that Bhagavad Gita is also smriti. So there Bhagavan gives action to Arjuna. Says that klaibhyam masmagam of partha naitattva yupapadyate kshudram radaya dorbalyam tyaktu ottishtha varandava. That you're behaving like a kleb, like a eunuch, an impotent person. And says it doesn't suit you, it doesn't befit you. Why do you do this? So give it up get up and fight. So Bhagavan says to him, and Arjuna says, how can I do that? And he starts crying again. So he even shows this viewpoint to Bhagavan that I accept, I agree to what you are saying, that I am a Kleibya. I am impotent at this stage that I cannot fight. And he keeps arguing with Bhagavan. Then Bhagavan says that Ashochyanan Vashochastam Prajnavadam Shabhasase Gatasu Nagatasunsha Nanu Shochanti Pandita. So Bhagavan gives many messages to Arjuna to get up and fight. He doesn't listen. Then Bhagavan in another verse says, Indriyasya Indriyasyarthe Ragadvesha Vyavasthitau Tayor Navashamagache Tauhyasya Parivantinau. That the sense objects are like a path for the senses to walk on. And in them is the raga and dvesha. But we must consider them as enemies and see them as enemies. And when seeing them as enemies, we should not be controlled by them. And what do? We do the opposite of that. It's like, you know, that animal who has, I think it's donkeys only, right? That you put a carrot in front of them, tied to their neck, and it's dangling in front of them. So they think that if they will walk a little further, they'll be able to catch it. That is how we do. We think that these sense objects will be like that. I'll enjoy them and then continue to walk. So smartha karma is what these smritis are telling, and we're not able to do that. So then if that we cannot do, shraute varta katham me. Now I'm looking at the second line, the first portion. Shraute means action pertaining to shruti. So those injunctions which are mentioned in the shruti, varta katham me, varta, conversation or a talk, katham me, to me, how is it possible? So how is it possible for me to do the action mentioned in the shruti when I cannot even do the actions mentioned in the smriti? So I am that helpless. Why? Why can't we go to Shruti? So then the reasoning given is Pratipada Gahana. Each message mentioned in the Shruti is having a deep significance. Each word has deep import, deep meaning. And if we don't have the understanding, we will never grasp it. Shruti says, Shrotrasya Shrotram. This Atma is the ear of the ear. Manaso Manoyat. Mind of the mind. So, what will I think? There is an ear inside the ear. If I don't have the understanding, I will not get the meaning out of it. And then that same Shruti says, Nadatra Chakshur Gachati, Navag Gachati, No Manaha, No Vidmaha, No Vijani Maha. So there, the ears cannot go. If it is ears of ears, why can't the ear go? A confusion can arise. So it requires, Shruti requires a subtle thinking, a cultivated thinking for us to understand and grasp the import that is mentioned in the Shruti. So, you know, if I cannot understand Smriti, how will I understand Shruti? Because each word of the Shruti is deep. And then, Pratyavaya Kulakhyam. Pratyavaya is a dosha when some actions which have been given to us has been enjoined to us to perform and we don't perform, then we incur a sin. That is called sin of omission. So if the Shruti gave us the injunction of doing Sandhya Vandan and we don't perform Sandhya Vandan, fine, we may not get any trouble, you know, in our day-to-day life, but we are incurring sin. Without us, it's not that, you know, if we have to know, then only we will be able to incur the sin. No, ignorance is not an excuse out of our actions or lack of. So I cannot say that, oh, I didn't know I would incur sin. That's not an excuse. So whatever injunctions that has been given to us, if we don't follow them, then I am incurring the sin of omission. So one is I cannot understand the deep-rooted meaning of it. And the second is I'm already incurring the sin of not performing it. Because there are certain actions that has been enjoined to me by scriptures without me even knowing them. So I'm already incurring the sin and I'm suffering because of that. So when there is a sin, sin will do what? Sin will give us sorrow. It will give us pain, suffering. So I'm suffering in life. Therefore, my path to Shruti is also difficult, filled with sorrow. And this Shraute, the Shruti, is meant for who? Shruti is meant for Dvija Kula Vihite. Vihita means enjoined to Dvija Kula, those who have been born in the family of Brahmins. Dvija means to be born twice. That doesn't mean they take birth two times. Dvija means one birth through their mother's womb and the other birth through the spiritual enlightenment. Not that they have realized, but upanayanam, or having the determination to walk the path of spirituality or walk the path of Bhagwan, path of devotion. So when that thought is there, when that mindset is there, and when one performs the action, that is dvija. So dvija kula vihite. And they have been enjoined with these. So I was not born even in the dvija kula. I was born outside of this Brahmin family. Brahma marge susare. Sara means the essence. Susare, filled with essence. So the Shastra is filled with the essence of the truth. The teaching has this essence that I cannot know. Because I don't know how to understand the karma. I don't know how to understand the thought. And it is Brahma Marge. The Shruti is meant to lead me to Brahman. So having all of these things, still I cannot go to Shruti because it is very difficult for me to understand the Shruti. So that is one thought. Then nastha dharme vicharaha na astha. I don't have faith. Astha means faith, or a firm belief in dharma. So I don't have that firm rooted thought that dharma is the right way for me to follow, that I must do action based on dharma. And I don't have the vichara also. Dharme vichara. So I don't have these thoughts in my mind which takes me towards dharma. What thoughts I have in mind is that which takes me towards the sensual pleasures. And those sensual pleasures have so much attraction towards me that I am willing to sacrifice my dharma. I will not think about whether this is right or wrong. That's why it is said vichara. Or I'm not even considering giving a thought of whether my actions align towards dharma. I'm just following how the senses are leading me. Where my mind is going, I'm just following that. You find those people, right, who say, who has seen tomorrow? Let's just live it up. So that kind of mentality it is. Just living it up. But that living it up does not mean that they have thought of dharma in their action. So that is what is saying, that I don't have this firm abidance in dharma. Then, shravana manana yoho kim nididhyasitavyam. So if I don't have this firm rooted belief in dharma, then what to speak about shravana? If I think that dharma is just some BS that people have came up with to control me and to control my behavior in this world, why should I listen to those people? So I will not do shravanam. I will not listen to even the lectures or the guru who has to guide about my spiritual life. So shravanam is out of question there. Even those people who do shravanam come with a faith of improving themselves. Come with this faith that I want a better life. I want something higher in life. That's why they're coming to do shravanam. But if that is also not there, then why would I even sit? And if I'm being forced to sit, then what will I do? I'll just go to sleep. Or I will come but not be focused, be on my phone, or pretend that I am listening. So that becomes the faith. So if there is no shravanam, what will be the mananam on? One will not even do mananam. Mananam means contemplation. We can only contemplate on those things that we have heard. If you have not heard about this, heard about the truth about myself, if I have not heard the oneness that the Shruti wants to say that exists between me and this world, that exists between me and Bhagwan, if I don't want to hear that, I will not be able to contemplate on it. And if I cannot contemplate on it, what will I meditate upon? So I cannot even do nididhyasana. So shravanam is not there, mananam is not there, nididhyasana is not there. Therefore, I ask for forgiveness. Kshantavyo me aparadha, Shiva 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 Bho Shri Mahadeva Shambho. O Lord Shiva, I ask for forgiveness because I forsake the path to liberation. If you see, in a very subtle way, Adi Shankaracharya ji has given us the path that can lead us to liberation. And that path starts from achara, a right action. Because when we perform right action, what it does is it purifies our mind. And those actions which are stemming from Shastra, which are stemming from scriptures are meant for us to purify our mind. They are meant for us to direct our focus onto our inner self. But because we had no faith in it, we will not follow that and we will not have a control over our mind. So it starts with proper achara, right conduct. Then that right conduct leads to dharma vichara. That this is dharma. This is the right action to conduct. This is the right action to have. This is the right behavior I should follow. So when I come to temple, what should be my behavior? What should be my dress sense? What should be my speaking sense? What should be my mannerism? When I go to birthday parties, when I go to different functions, how should I carry myself? What is my stand in the society? Then I start thinking. Because I want to follow dharma. And when I have that thinking, I will try to align myself to dharma. And then I'll perform those actions based on that. And when I do dharma, then that dharma puts this thought in me that I must know myself. Because how long will I carry on with my life only thinking about just doing this action and that action? It will not give me satisfaction, and I need this ultimate satisfaction, and why I want to know the truth. I want to know that path. So therefore, it leads me to satsanga. It leads me to the path of Shravanam. And when it leads me to Shravanam, I put this deep faith in what this guru has said, that Shravanam, where he says that you are that self, you are that Atman, or you are that Brahman, and come to realize this nature. So then I think, how can I be that? And I have to contemplate that, how can I be that? So then when I go on contemplating, I give myself reasons. I tell myself I can be that because I'm not the body, I'm not the mind, I'm not the intellect. I cannot be them because they perish, they go away. But I still find my existence, I still find my nature to still exist even after they are gone. And I contemplate on this. When I contemplate, I come to this firm conviction. This matching happens to what Guru has said in the Shastra, to what my thinking is saying. That I agree to what you are saying, Guru, that there is oneness between me and Brahman. And when that conviction happens, then I'm able to meditate on this convicted thought that I am Brahman. And when I go on meditating on this thought, I develop this Brahmakara vritti, which is able to remove the ignorance from our vasana. The ignorance that I am limited, ignorance that I don't know myself. That thought is removed by Brahmakara vritti, and then I'm able to realize myself. So this becomes the path of Shravana Manana Nididhyasana. So in a way, that is also pointed. Likewise, in the next verse also we will find another methodology, which in a subtle way, Adi Shankaracharya ji gives it to us. So let us read that and then we'll see the meaning also. Snatva pratyushakale, snapana vidhi vidhau, snapana vidhi vidhau, nahritam gangatoyam, pujartham va kadachit, bahutaragahanat, അഖണ്ഡ ബിൽവീദലാനീം നാനീത പദ്മമാലാം സരസി വികസിതാം ഗന്ധപുഷ്പേ ത്വദർഥം ക്ഷന്തവ്യോ മേ അപരാധഃ ശിവ 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 ഭോ ശ്രീ മഹാദേവ ശംഭോ. സോ ഇഫ് യു ഹാവ് ദിസ് ബുക്ക്, there is a mistake in this. The mistake is on the second line where it says bahu taragah nath. That T is actually, this should be replaced with DA. DA. D as in David. And the reason being is, we'll see when the meaning comes. So it is bahutara gahanad akhanda bilvidalani, not bahutara gahanat khanda bilvidalani. It is akhanda bilvidalani. That is what the word is. Okay, so let us chant one more time. സ്നാത്വാ പ്രത്യൂഷകാലേ സ്നപന വിധി വിധൗ നാഹൃതം ഗാംഗതോയം പൂജാർത്ഥം വാ കദാചിത് ബഹുതരഗഹനാദഖണ്ഡ ബിൽവീദലാനീം നാനീതാ പദ്മമാലാ സരസി വികസിതാ ഗന്ധപുഷ്പേ ത്വദർഥം ക്ഷന്തവ്യോ മേ അപരാധ ശിവ 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 ഭോ ശ്രീമഹ ശംഭോ. ന ആഹൃതം ഗംഗതോയം. ഐ എം സീയിങ് ദ ലാസ്റ്റ് പോർഷൻ ഓഫ് ദ ഫസ്റ്റ് ലൈൻ. ഓക്കെ, ആഹൃതം മീൻസ് ടു ബ്രിങ്ക്. ബ്രിങ്ക് വാട്ട്? ഗംഗതോയം, ദ വാട്ടർ ഫ്രം റിവർ ഗംഗ. പ്രത്യൂഷകാലേ സ്നപന വിധി വിധൗ സ്നാത്വ. പ്രത്യൂഷകാലേ മീൻസ്, പ്രത്യൂഷ മീൻസ് ബിഫോർ സൺറൈസ്, ഇൻ ദ ടൈം ഓഫ് ദാറ്റ് മോർണിംഗ് സന്ധ്യ. അറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ടൈം സ്നപന വിധി വിധൗ, ദി ഇഞ്ചങ്ഷൻസ് ദാറ്റ് ഹാവ് ബീൻ പുട്ട് ഫോർ taking bath, certain vidhis that has to be performed while we take bath. Snatva, having bathed. So having taken a bath, according to the vidhi of taking bath, before sunrise I did not bring the water from Ganga. That is what the meaning is saying. Okay, so basically what it's saying is, I did not wake up early in the morning to take a bath according to the vidhi of taking bath, and I also did not bring the water from river Ganga. Now this thought is kind of showing that one is, it is discipline for us to wake up early in the morning, right? And when we wake up early in the morning, there is a vidhi also that has to be performed. You will probably, if you have gone to Himalayas or you have seen these sannyasis that go and take bath in the river, they actually do their rituals where they offer water to Lord Sun, or focusing in the eastern direction where the sun is about to rise, they will offer water. Then if you have known a little bit of Sandhya Vandana Vidhi, then there is this mantra that is chanted, Om Apo Hishthamayo Bhuvah Tanna Urje Dadhatana Maheranaya Chakshase यो वश्यवतमो रसः तस्य भाजयते हनः उशतीरिव मातरः तस्मा अरङ्गमामवः यस्य क्षयाय जिन्वत यो वश्यवतमो रसः ओम भूर्भुवस्वरो. Like that mantra is chanted and then you sprinkle water over yourself, over your head, on your legs, on your knees. So there is some vidhi that is performed. I did not do any of that. And I also did not bring the water from Ganga. Why do you need water from Ganga? Pujartham, for the purpose of puja. Now, for your Shivalinga puja, you know, I did not bring Mother Ganga from River Ganga to give you Abhishekam. There are certain people, you know, who say, who are standing in line for Abhishekam. And they say, do I really have to give Abhisheka? Bhagwan is already wet. Why do I need to give Abhisheka and make him more wet? It's not going to change. Or then people say, why do you have to offer so much milk? Bhagwan is not going to drink. It is such a waste of milk. During Shivaratri only they think this thought. So, pujartham na ahratam gangatoyam. I did not bring the river Ganga for your Abhisheka. Also, va or kadachit bahutara gahanat akhanda bilvi dalani. Bilvi dalani means bilva patra leaves, or the leaves that are called bilva, right? The three, yes. If you don't know what it looks like, it's in the book. At the end of it. That small black thing, that is bilva patra. So, bilva leaves that are akhanda, unbroken. And those you can only find in deep forest. So from the deep forest, I did not go bahu tara gahanat. Gahanat means deep. Tara means these plants that are growing. So basically, the trees. And bahu means many, plenty. So in the deep forest, I did not go searching for the bilva leaves for your puja also. So, or for the puja, I did not go to bring the bilva leaves, or I did not, or nor did I go to River Ganga to get the water. Okay, what else did I not do? Na anita padma mala. I did not bring mala, garland, of lotus. Padma means lotus. So I did not bring the lotus garland. Where did this lotus grow? Sarasi vikasita, that grows in the pond. So this lotus which grows in the pond, I did not bring to offer a garland to you. Gandha pushpe twadartham. And this pushpa which has fragrance. So I did not bring this mala and the flowers which has fragrance for you. Twadartham. Kshantavyo me aparadha shiva 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 bho shri mahadeva. So, O Lord Shiva, please forgive me for not doing these actions. So, the subtle point that is mentioned here is, I did not perform your puja. And what is the vidhi to perform the puja? That is mentioned. How one should perform the puja? So, in order for us to perform the puja, we should get up early in the morning, take bath, and then, that also with some rituals. Not just turn on the shower and then you just close your eyes thinking you are only sleeping at this stage and let the water just fall on you. And then when you come out, people say, did you really take bath? Not that kind of bath. Where we are fresh, where we are actually thinking. And if we cannot think about anything, just chant the name of Bhagwan while taking bath. So this thought of reverence, the thought of devotion towards Bhagwan, that I did not have. And that we should have when we go on to our daily routine. So that is the first thing we do. Then, after taking bath, what we must do is do puja before we do any other activity. So then take a water. Now we won't find water from Ganga here. So whatever Lake Michigan water we get, we just say, Gange cha Yamune chaiva Godavari Saraswati Narmade Sindhu Kaveri Jalesmin Sannidhim Guru. Right? So all these holy rivers, I invoke you to come and reside in this water and I will perform the puja. So then I will offer water to Bhagwan this way. The devotion counts. The water really doesn't count. It's with what devotion we are doing the action that really counts. That's why our rishis were really smart. They gave a mantra for everything that brought everything together. And then also for puja, if it is Lord Shiva, to offer Lord Shiva, to offer, not to offer Bilva Patra to Lord Shiva is like considering that the puja is really empty. You haven't done the puja at all. So even little bit of water and little bit of Bilva leaves that we can offer to Bhagwan, that itself is the entire puja. We don't have to worry about doing the 16 upacharas and doing the gandham, pushpam, vadyam, geetam, all these we can forget. Two things we will need, water and bilva leaves. That also we can offer, Bhagwan will be really happy. We know that story, right? Of the guy who was sitting on the tree, so tired. I think the kids, they did the play also, right? The guy was sitting on the tree and all he was doing was, for the time pass, he was just throwing the bilva leaves. And accidentally, the water was falling from his water bottle onto the Shivalinga. And Bhagwan became so pleased with him. So for pleasing Bhagwan, these are the only two things needed. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhaktya prayachati. So, that. And then Padma Mala, a garland. When we offer a garland, the thread that goes through that garland, if you think about it, once the garland falls apart, or even if you were to remove that thread out of that garland, and then you were to smell that thread, will have the fragrance of that entire rose petals or lotus petals. Right? This is what our vasanas should be like. It can go through many objects of the world, but if in all those objects I have the thought or devotion of Bhagwan, then my vasanas will always be pure. But if in those objects I have the thought of worldliness, I have the thought of ego, I have the thought of just being self-centered, then that thread will be fragrant with ignorance. And that is what I have been bound with. So in order for me to get rid of that, all I have to do is change the fragrance of that flower. And that's why we offer the garland to Bhagwan. May my vasana get converted to something fragrant. So in puja, then we offer this mala and then fragrant flowers. So this is the simple puja vidhi that he gives. that for Bhagwan, if we can offer these simple, simple things with devotion for Bhagwan, that itself can be enough. But if we cannot, at least ask for forgiveness. Kshantavyo me aparadha, Shiva 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 Bhava Shri Mahadeva Shambho. That I did not offer these to you, so I ask you for your forgiveness, O Lord. So, let us ask also for forgiveness if we have committed any mistakes, and may we also think further. We'll carry on with this thought next week. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.